How can you survive the recession? I want to give you some tips here to survive and thrive in this recession, but to also thrive financially in any economy. Okay, now a lot of people, I'm talking in the UK at the moment, we're technically in a recession. That means that in a quarter, in the previous quarter, the economy had a sort of a negative growth, and it's very, very slightly in recession. I think that the underlying trends are a little bit worse. I mean, next quarter it might go up again. It might be, oh, we've grown by 0.1% or 0.01%. You know, it might have just crept into growth. And then the government says, we're coming out of recession, the green shoots and all that sort of stuff. But I think businesses are finding it tough. I see a lot of empty shops. I see a lot of businesses closing down. Talking to businesses, I talk to businesses all the time. They say things have been slow for a long time. I think about one guy at the moment. He's got a sort of repair shop for computers. In fact, I've had a delay on getting content out because there was something went wrong with my laptop, and I was worried about the data, and I basically lost 2 or 3 days of work because of that, because of him repairing. He does a really good job, but he says, oh, things are really slow, and you know. But basically, he's got a shop which he's paying a lot of money for, and he kind of just stands there and waits for people to come in. And he's got little services. He does kind of Western Union style transfers and that sort of thing. He gets people coming, but other than that, he doesn't really promote himself. He doesn't go to any local networking. He doesn't seem to do any advertising. I only heard of him because of I was sitting in a coffee bar across the road and I saw him. So just to say, well, things are slow, it's a recession, things are tough out there. Yeah, they might be tough for you, but not for everybody. Other people are killing it. You know, they're out there doing their thing, and their business is growing. And that's always the same. I mean, I know we're in uncertain times, but I want to give you these tips because I think through research, these tips have proved to be valid. But also, what I've noticed in previous, and I've lived through some really bad recessions when people I knew were going bankrupt. And you pick up the newspaper and you see the bankruptcy notices, and they were in there, and I knew these people. Lots of people were losing their businesses, losing their property portfolios. And you know, the government were cutting back so much that any company that survived on government funding were just really struggling. So I've seen it much worse than this on 2 occasions at least. So things are not so bad as it were. Interest rates are still quite low. So, but what I noticed even in those days, that some people still thrived during that time and some people still did well. And one of the reasons is that they said, well, look, I'm not going to join this recession. I'm just going to get out there and work even harder. So like the guy I was talking about, he could probably do the same. I mean, do go to my paid supporters club. It's going to cost you less than a cup of coffee a month, less than a Starbucks a month. So less than £3 a month for a lot more extended content and for other bonuses as well, including access to my one day workshop and copies of my books. So do check that out. But what I want to say to you as an overall tip is, work on yourself. Always keep working on yourself. Keep improving, and things will improve for you. So keep improving your skills and working on yourself. That's what I want to say to you. But please do check out my supporters club for the extended version of this session. And I'm going to give you 6 tips on that to really survive and thrive in any economy. So I'll see you there. First thing is to cut costs. Now, this is what a business does. This is what a government does. In a time of crisis, they always look to cut some costs. And you can't cut everything out. I'm not saying don't eat and that sort of thing. But you can certainly look to do things like reviewing and renegotiating some of your bills, your utilities and that sort of thing. I've done this on many, many occasions where, you know, you call up the company and say, look, this looks expensive now. What can we do? I'm about to leave. And they'll just give you £50 or £100 discount just like that without even going any further. Sometimes they'll put you on a different tariff, like you could be on this electricity tariff or that electricity tariff. And they'll put you, well, we've got this new one here, and that will cut your bills down by 10, 20%. It could be hundreds of pounds. Sometimes you can save thousands of pounds this way. Mobile phone contracts also, very hot subject really, when you think about what the mobile phone companies are charging. And also the fact that when you buy the phone, and you use and you're buying it through the mobile phone company and adding it onto your bill, you're effectively paying for that phone over maybe 1 year or 18 months. So they tie you in for that period. But after that, they'll sometimes leave you on these higher payments, and the government have had to tell them off about this because I've seen it myself. And I said, well, I'm 3 months into a higher. I said, hang on a second, I paid for, oh yeah, we can put you on a SIM only. Why didn't you, they weren't going to tell me, you know, and it was quite a big difference, like £60 difference per month. You know, that's a lot of money, you know, over a year. It's like £700 in a year. So just watch out for that. What else can you save on? Mortgage things, can you get a better mortgage deal? I know mortgages are a little bit more expensive now, but in general, I've saved a lot of money by moving around and not staying with one company. Loyalty doesn't pay in these cases. Okay, so that's the first thing. And just cut costs in general. You know, can you cut costs on your food bill, for instance, by instead of shopping in Waitrose, can you spend a bit more time in Aldi and Lidl? I know it might be not as nice an experience as Waitrose, but you know, sometimes you have to do these things. There was a BBC show that showed how people could save money just by not buying the branded item, say not buying the branded porridge or the branded cornflakes, and they were able to save sometimes people £80 a week. That's £4,000 a year just by changing their brands, maybe having a different brand of coffee. And a lot of times they couldn't tell the difference in a blind test. So always look at the ways, and the one way you can do that is by tracking your expenditure and seeing exactly where your money's going. Are you spending too much time eating out, drinking coffee outside, too many beers after work? That's what you can really see where that's going. Maybe too many Ubers, who knows. Okay, second thing is to diversify your income streams. Sounds a bit complicated, but what we're talking about, there are multiple income